The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day, 844-967-27. If you have something to say, just want to give a shout out to all the women of the world. Happy International Women's Day. And specifically, Brittany Griner, a basketball player, a WNBA player, is in custody in Russia, of all places, for having the
devil's lettuce.
A couple vape cartridges with hash oil in it. So she's facing up to 10 years and is in custody in Russia as we speak.
How am I supposed to put a positive spin on that one? Dominic, I wanted to turn to perhaps lighter fare. Bruce Murphy, Urban Milwaukee Online Daily. Supreme Court shows ugly divisions.
Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah. Want to read from the body of this piece. You know, the ruling, the 4-3 ruling to send the Tony Evers version, you know, as the redistricting maps. Well, that didn't sit well with the bad Bradley Ann Walsh, and she wrote the dissent. And I want to read from Murphy's writing. Bradley accused Hagedorn, you know, the swing vote, Dom, who wrote the majority opinion favoring Evers of operating like a Supreme Court of one, contending he does not have the power to do so. But in fact, Hagedorn often has the only vote that counts because the three liberals and the three conservatives are so predictably at odds. Hagedorn, the former attorney for Governor Scotty Walker, who won his Supreme Court seat promising to be a strict constructionalist, and has done just that, while the other three conservatives are more likely to simply back Republican legal demands. As a result, Hagedorn has occasionally sided with the liberals, as he did in this case. Let me get back to a couple of the quotes, though. All of which seemed to have frustrated the three conservatives, whose anger boiled over in Rebecca Bradley's concurring dissent. She was particularly angry that six of the seven justices did not agree with Hagedorn's approach, as the three liberals signed an opinion arguing that the continuing partisan advantage of Republicans should have been addressed by the court. But they went along with Hagedorn's approach as the least objectionable alternative. But the three conservatives' anger also arose from the fact that Evers had outfoxed the Republicans by offering political maps that moved less people into new districts as a way to live up to the court's prior rulings, right? And after seeing this, the Wisconsin Republicans wanted to send new maps. And then Tony Evers wanted to, what? Send new maps. So the main dissent was written by Ziegler, who called Hagedorn's ruling nothing more than an imposition of judicial will and an exercise of judicial activism. How dare he? The vapor, she does often wear the pearls, Dom, to favor the big city interest over more rural identities, carving up Wisconsin communities for the stated and unstated interest of the governor. The charge that Hagedorn, a Federalist Society member who worked under both a Republican attorney general, you remember Schimmel, couldn't even remember his own website, and of course there was Scotty Wanker, is out to help the Democrats was probably quite amusing to him. Anything more, Dom? You wanted to...
Wow. Hagedorn seemed to float above all this angst, noting relevant facts, quoting decisions, and avoiding any attacks. Quote, the governor's map moves the fewest number of people into new districts. It is not a close call. Evers' proposal for congressional districts moved 60,000 fewer people than the next closest submission by the state's Republican congressman. And while state Senate maps moved about just under 2,000 more people out of districts than the legislature's maps, his assembly maps moved about 96,000 fewer people than the legislature did. Since the two maps must work together, with three assembly seats nested with each Senate district, this made Evers' maps vastly superior in terms of creating least change. Evers quoted, we also conclude that Governor Evers' proposals satisfy the requirements of the Wisconsin Constitution. All districts and are contiguous, sufficiently equal in population, sufficiently compact, appropriately nested, and pay due respect to local boundaries.
Yeah, but they don't favor Republicans by enough. How dare Hagedorn? He's a court of one.
Literally
judicial activist.
I heard a conservative talker, perhaps it was yesterday morning after this came out, saying that since the maps Evers' maps made an additional district in the city of Milwaukee from 6 to 7.
Yeah.
And although, as we talked about it on the show, they're barely above 50%. Well, according to conservative talk radio, that act alone shows just how racist the Democrats are. Because they didn't ask for it. And conservative talk radio in the city of Milwaukee went on to say that most black people will probably, they'd vote with Republicans. They just don't know it.
Well, you better educate them, Dan. Dominic, here's the conclusion of Bruce Murphy's piece, the online daily urbanmilwaukee.com. The bad Bradley has quickly become the most radical conservative activist on the court, whose readings of the law seem to give her unlimited license, and whose intemperate language could be used in law schools to illustrate the kind of raving rhetoric a judge should avoid. Bradley's attacks on Hagedorn includes comparison to animals, deriding the majority opinion as a wolf that does not even try to masquerade as a sheep, and beginning her opinion with a quote from Aristotle that sets up her attack against Hagedorn. Here's the quote from Aristotle. Passion influences those who are in power, even the very best of men, who may become like a wild beast. It takes one to know one, says Bruce Murphy. Hagedorn's acting like a wild beast.
Yeah, because
and she's Hagedorn quoting Aristotle.
Is just a picture of energy and craziness and wild animalness. That's
Democratic Hagedorn. Partisanship, because he chose the governor's maps.
The Federalist Society guy.
Yeah, because of the least change criterion that they all signed off on, right. Along with Hagedorn. They were part of that 4-3 ruling when he wasn't a, judicial activist, when they, force-fed Evers and the People's Maps Commission and all those people.
Mean, what are you going to do with a progressive socialist Marxist like Hagedorn?
Come join us on the Devil's Advocates.
No, for real, man. At least the guy seemingly is down, shooting it straight as he sees it.
Well, he's sort of a Roberts Republican.
Right, yeah.
Sort of a Roberts Republican. I think he tries to find the compromise, but I think ultimately he is not the judge that we thought he was. Certainly not the way he was characterized in the ads, and he has not been partisan enough for the right, and that's why he's being vilified from their side.
Yes, no doubt. But you can't really blame people when you see how the other judges act. So if you have one out of four that isn't BS crazy and just essentially an arm of the politics here in Wisconsin, odds are, if you're a Republican Supreme Court justice, that's what you are.
Well, at least Hagedorn has never, as far as I'm aware of, been accused of choking a bitch. That was crosser. he would have voted correctly. He'd have picked the right maps. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I hope you learned something. I learned three words today, or at least three words stumped me. Thank you, Vegas Josepecki. Those aren't the three. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Evan, for taking us all the way home. Now stick around, Native Roots Radio. Then Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education, right here on Devil Radio.